ABC Radio Australia.
First, though, our top story. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi will touch down in Solomon Islands today, 2 weeks after the country signed a controversial security pact. The Chinese delegation will visit seven other Pacific nations, including Kiribati, where there is talk of another security deal in the making. The Kiribati government has denied suggestions that it's negotiating an agreement with Beijing, but experts say such a deal would not be surprising, with China showing a keen interest in the Pacific Island nation. Marion Farr has more.
About a month since China signed a security agreement with Solomon Islands, there are whispers of another deal in the making.
I think there's been an expectation that this would happen at some point in time.
The Financial Times reported on Sunday that Kiribati was in negotiations with Beijing over a deal that could be similar to the Solomon Islands Pact. The report cited an anonymous intelligence official from a US ally. Kiribati's Foreign Affairs Secretary denied the claims in the article, but has not responded to the ABC's request for comment. Former President of Kiribati, Anote Tong, believes the rumours are not too far-fetched.
The concept of something similar, the Solomon Islands, Kiribati getting into a similar agreement, I don't think it's entirely new or totally unexpected.
He says Kiribati has been in China's sights for quite some time.
What we are seeing today is a lot more engagement by China.
Kiribati is located a few thousand kilometres from a huge US naval base in Hawaii. It also has a large exclusive economic zone, making it a lucrative fishing ground. For those reasons, China expert Graham Smith says Kiribati is probably more strategically important to Beijing than Solomon Islands.
The Kiribati agreement would definitely set off some alarm bells, probably more so even in Washington than in Canberra.
Chinese foreign policy expert Anne-Marie Brady believes that gaining a foothold in Kiribati is part of China's plan.
We're seeing that China's moving very fast to firm up its security relations in the Pacific and securing access to strategic bases.
If there is a deal in the making, Professor Brady isn't surprised it's being kept under wraps.
Deniability and smoke and mirrors is what's been going on for a few years now.
But while interest in the region may be increasing, ties between China and Kiribati are not new. In the early 2000s, before Kiribati temporarily severed diplomatic ties with Beijing, China had a satellite tracking station based there.
That tracking station was targeted towards Kwajalein Island, which is where there are US military installations. So we know that China's already had a military interest in Kiribati, and it's because of its proximity to the US.
China and Kiribati re-established diplomatic ties in 2019. But if Beijing is seeking a new military presence in the island nation, Dr. Graham Smith says it won't be without complications.
They do have a treaty with the United States that was signed in the late 70s, early 80s, that says if you're going to build a military facility, or if any power other than the United States builds a military facility, they need to ask permission from the United States government.
Speculation about the deal comes ahead of a high-level visit to the Pacific by Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi. Mr. Yi is expected to arrive in Solomon Islands today to sign a different security agreement that came to light in April. He'll also travel to Papua New Guinea, Fiji, Tonga, Samoa, Vanuatu, Timor-Leste and Kiribati. That's despite Kiribati being in a Stage 3 COVID-19 lockdown with low-level community transmission and restrictions on international travel. Former President Anote Tong says talk of the Chinese visit and a potential deal is causing concern on the ground.
People are concerned about such an agreement which they really know very little about or nothing about, let alone what it means for them in terms of what benefits and maybe the likely implications with our relations or with our other partners.
Former Kiribati President Anote Tong ending Marion Farr's report. And the Kiribati government has confirmed Mr. Wang Yi's visit, saying he will touch down in the nation on May 27th for just 4 hours. The government says strict COVID-19 protocols will be adhered to, including PCR testing of Chinese officials on arrival.